empowered with meekness. Bible thought. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. In our world, meekness equals weakness. Our society is impressed with the individual assertiveness. Gentleness, on the other hand, is simply un-American. So what do we do when we are tempted to eliminate our enemies, rather than edify them? The struggle between fleshly revenge and spiritual fruit of gentleness is waged within the mind. Therefore, we must win these battles by the way we think. If we adopt the world's view of meekness, we have already lost. We must learn to appreciate the power of meekness. The Bible is full of strong individuals who are supreme examples of meekness. Consider Joseph, whose strongest moment was when he ran away from a woman. Consider Moses, who faced Pharaoh, and yet he was called the meekest man. Consider Jesus, who stood for truth and righteousness, helped the weak and downtrodden, loved the unlovable. He described himself as gentle and humble in heart. We don't think of these men as weak, yet we easily forget the impact meekness can have. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15. Holy Father, you alone are worthy to be praised. Forgive us when we try to eliminate our enemies rather than edify them. Thank you for Jesus' perfect example of meekness. Please help us all to have his attitude. In Jesus' name, amen. Brian Lombardi, Casper, Wyoming.